All right, this is Brother James. We are back to part three. I promise we are going to finish up. We only got a few minutes left with Jeremiah Ogin and his many lies over 40 in 44 minutes, slandering my ministry, twisting the gospel I preach, twisting the first animal sacrifice that God did in Genesis 3, saying I replaced Jesus with that first sacrifice. What a wicked worker of Satan. Let's finish this up, will we? Let's do it.
Trust in Jesus Christ. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight.
Jeremiah really needs to take that to heart because he's not leaning on the Lord's understanding. He's walking in his flesh, his feminized household ways, his pride and vanity in his skinny pants and his wife's immodesty and makeup and uncovered heads, his false gospel, his lying and slandering a brother who loved and cares for him, do love him, and cared for him. How wicked to turn on people that showed him care and concern in his novice ways. He says more.
Cults are very dangerous, cunning, and oppressive. And if you've fallen victim...
So he called us a cult. We're dangerous, we're cunning, we're oppressive. Hasn't shown anything I teach false in the Word of God other than his lies that you can easily disprove by reading my website. Let's keep going.
...to this and started being deceived and brainwashed. I just love you and I just pray...
Brainwashed. So now I'm brainwashing people by preaching the Word of God. More lies. Over 40 in 40 minutes. 44 minutes. Just a few points left. Then a finishing statement.
In John chapter 8 verse 12 it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Hey, there's another verse that backs up what I was telling him. If you follow Jesus to salvation, you don't walk in darkness. That means you don't walk in sin. That means you don't go against the commandments of God. But he calls that deeds. He calls that works. But the Bible actually teaches faith and works, James 2. Jesus tells us in John 15 that if we abide in him, we will have much fruit. That's holiness and obedience. If we don't have fruit, we're cut off and cast into the fire. That's what I fear is going to happen to Jeremiah and his feminized novice house. I want better for him. Let's keep going.
Last days now. It's about time you stop thinking that, you know, none of us are too precious or too unfortunate to be in the last days. We are in the last days. We are seeing the Antichrist. False Christ. I just done a video not long ago on false Christ. I gave an explanation, guys, with love, how to identify false Christ. And it's
a... Hey, wait a minute. When he would talk to me about topics and I said, yeah, I have a teaching on that, let me send it to you. You know what he said to me? I don't want your articles. I don't want your teaching. I just want scripture. He told me I was wrong for dividing the word, having articles. Yet he puts up videos and teaches people and tries to explain why there's false Christ. You see the hypocrisy in this young man? Wickedness, hypocrisy. He's acting as the Pharisees. Jesus said their leaven was hypocrisy. They say something, but they do another thing. You best repent, Jeremiah, of your lies and your hypocrisy. Let's keep going.
Possible for you to see this video, and it's exposing this false cult that are trying to twist the... Get a bit of truth. They always get a bit of truth, but they always twist it. They get a bit of truth. They may agree with you on those doctrines, on those beliefs, knowing the sound doctrine beliefs of these false... You know, most people know now about the false denominations, and, you know, they're unrepentant anyway. Now, in this last days, they've chosen one. So he's going to go out and he's going to refute that person, say, oh, this guy knows. Oh, he knows that, oh, this guy's a false teacher, and that's a false doctrine, and charismatics is false, and Jehovah's Witnesses is false, that Mormons is false, that all those... Yeah, the Roman Vatican, the Catholic Church, everybody knows. The majority of people that are heading through the narrow gate now, that we're enduring today, end. Yeah, we're enduring in faith. We're enduring in obedience to his word, and we are of born...
All right, so hold on. So he says, oh, we know all that stuff. Why are you going out there? We know the Catholics and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons are all false. We go because we're looking for the sheep to call out those that will come, to call them to repentance, to warn them about false teaching. That's why we go. He's basically smearing while we go and stand outside religious buildings, while we go and preach the gospel and call out false man-made religion, saying, well, everybody who's on the narrow path already knows that. What about the people that aren't on the narrow path, Jeremiah? We're supposed to go and preach. Paul says in Romans, how will they hear without a preacher? Romans 10. We go. We preach. And then he says, oh, those who are in faith, we're enduring and obedience to the word. I thought we don't have to have deeds, Jeremiah. You see how hypocritical, confused, and messed up theologically this young man is. We're real close to the end. Let's keep going.
I haven't received the Spirit. You see, this don'tperish.com, the reason why he's so afraid, the reason why he's got a title called Don't Perish, because you know that's what he's going to do. Where there's no light in his title. There's nothing holy about that website at all.
Nothing holy about our website at all. Every page has the gospel link to Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and the hope of eternal life. I do not want to be this young man anywhere near him on judgment day. I fear God's going to judge him. I hope he repents.
Nothing holy, nothing but darkness, nothing but hate. And God's wrath will be poured out on him. We've got to leave the wrath to God. Pray for him, pray for him, God.
So nothing holy, no light, hatred. I'll show you screen captures of our conversation. It wasn't hatred, folks. More lies over 40 in 44 minutes. Real close to the end. I know I keep saying it. This is hard to take when you get this many lies in such a short place. But I wanted to do it as a teaching moment so that you can see how people lie and how to refute them with the Word of God, how to rightly divide the Word of God, how to stand up against false teachers, but let them eventually go to their own demise. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Vigilant. We have to stay very, very vigilant. I'm going to end this expose. Take this verse seriously. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. False accusers.
So here he equates me to false accusers against these ministries that I've exposed. He has not shown me one fact from any of the hundreds of testings I have or the thousands of teaching articles to show where I'm teaching false ways. Only his lies and slander that he tries to twist, but I'm not going to let him get away with it without giving an answer to people that are really seeking the truth. My website teaches the truth of God. Jeremiah Ogun is speaking lies, heresy, and slander.
Accuse everyone, will false accuse every single known professor of Jesus Christ, whether they be true believers of the word or false believers outside of the word. But according to his satanic heretical religion, there is not one ministry he will not false accuse because he's of the...
There's another lie. I haven't tested every ministry in the world. How could I say that every single one is false? Talk about lies. I've tested the ones I've encountered and people have brought to me. He's the one that said he can't find any truth in England or on the internet. But now he's saying, I'm satanic and antichrist. Did Jesus say in Luke 18:8? Let me look it up. Luke 18:8, what did Jesus say when he returns? Let's go there. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nonetheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? In Matthew 7, he says, few are going to find eternal life. In the last days, Paul said, great apostasy and the great falling away. Why does Jeremy, the liar Ogun, think there's going to be many, many, many teaching truth? He lacks the truth of God. How dangerous to be a young, novice, feminized, not working teacher and lack the truth of God. Couple more points.
Christ is trying to masquerade and trying to expose falsehood, but also he will expose the ones that are of God as well, because nothing is sufficient. Nothing fits the category of his Genesis false 3:21 sacrifice of a false, vain philosophical sacrifice that's not biblical, and therefore it's another gospel.
There you go. So he calls God's act of taking animal skins, shedding blood, covering man because of his sin in a tunic-like garment, leading to animal sacrifice, leading to the Levitical law of animal sacrifice in the temple, leading to Jesus Christ and his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15. He calls that heretical and unbiblical. I do not want to be around on Judgment Day, lest this young, heretical, novice, false teacher repents.
Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, can't be spoken to, prideful, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
So he's reading from 2 Timothy 3. I love that part of scripture. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Yeah, he's into sports. Yeah, worldly, carnal, wicked sports. Having a form of godliness, he's trying to be a teacher with a false gospel and a feminized house, and he doesn't work. Denying the power thereof, from such turn away, Paul says. He doesn't do that with the false teachers that he recommends on his favorite website. John MacArthur, Calvinist, Justin Peters, Calvinist, Jason Cooley, Baptist, King James only, Coulter, Wally Works, wicked rapper with a false ministry. I think you're seeing it here. I think you've seen a lot. You've seen over 40 lies in 44 minutes. And I just have some closing thoughts right here. So I think you've seen it, folks, right from his own mouth and from the Word of God. Jeremiah is a train wreck of false faith and heresy. He's operating in the flesh. He truly is a worker of Satan. And Scripture exposes his theology, his feminized house, his unbiblical, sinful, sluggard life. I would call Jeremiah to repentance, to repent to the saving of your soul. I want to go back and remind you, in my website, I have many teachings, audios, videos, articles. All he found to attack was lying, saying I claim that God shed an animal's blood for our sin in Genesis 3 and I discount Christ. That's a lie. And then he lied and said, I say God never loved the world. No, God's love was shown one time at the cross, Jesus Christ. If you miss it, the wrath is coming. His scriptures proved it. God so loved the world. And in context, the love of God is on God's people, those who repent, not those outside of the love, grace, and mercy of God who refuse to bend their knee to Christ. Couple of scripture readings, then we're done. I want to read you from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, 14 and 15. Blessed are they that do the commandments, that they have the right to the tree of life. Oh, I guess that would be deeds, according to false Jeremiah. And they may enter through the gates into the city, that would be heaven. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters. Boy, what a bad group of people, huh? And how about this one? And whoever loveth and maketh a lie. Repent, Jeremiah. You told many lies in that 44 minutes. You will be held accountable to them. Turn from your sin, young man. I want to read another scripture verse to you. Back to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, the one I preach. Yeah. And the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. I felt like doing this exposing of this exposing, I was being accused day and night falsely by a worker of Satan. Jeremiah is not in line with Scripture. He's a novice that lacks much. He's being used of Satan as a useful idiot. Look up that term. Didn't call him an idiot. A useful idiot is someone that someone uses for their own ill gain. And they may not even realize it. The communists did it. Adolf Hitler did it. The media is doing it today. Don't be a useful idiot, Jeremiah. Repent. Seek the kingdom of God and stop lying, lest you will be judged. One last verse. Rejoice with me, saints. One last verse. My wife's sister, Debbie, reminded me of this verse. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Matthew 5, verse 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's lies. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Oh, what a glorious section of Scripture. I hope my going through this, it was painful, helps you to see how wicked men, liars, false teachers, will go out of their way to attack, slander, lie, and twist. But we can refute that by holding true to the Word of God, by study. Remember, Jeremiah doesn't believe in studying. And lifting up this glorious Savior, His death, burial, and resurrection, and the gospel I preach to you, then striving to obey Him, born of God by His Spirit, in all your ways, enduring in the faith. Let me know how I could help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. See all those articles. Go test what I teach. Go test the gospel. Go test what I teach about clothing, preaching, how to live, how to separate from man-made religion, how to avoid pagan holidays, how to come out of the culture. Test me to the Word of God. I love to be tested. But who's fond of being lied about? We're warned that the devil does that. We love our enemies. Repent, Jeremiah. Hope this helps you get in the truth. All you saints striving in the truth, we so honor and value you and love you with a fervent love. There are so few of you. But one with God is better than the many without. Amen. Hey, we love you all. This has been Brother James. Got to get down the gospel road. We are headed to a big area to preach, tourist area. Then we got some big events to go out and preach this gospel. Letting our light shine before men to glorify our Father. Looking for the sheep that'll listen. Rebuking false teaching on the way. We love you all. May God be praised.